Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Speaking about giveaways.
Yes, sir.
Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie. I don't know if you're aware, but Chris Brown is in the country. He landed 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. He's going to be performing, I think, tonight and tomorrow, if not tomorrow,
no, it's
and
tomorrow
Sunday.
Tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool. And so the minister, Gayton McKenzie, decided to do a ticket giveaway on his social media page.
Mm-hmm.
Some people felt like, how? This is new. Why would you do this? He said, no, no, no. I bought these tickets myself. There's nothing untoward.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I want to start off with you, Mpo.
He has always said that he is the minister of nice times, the minister of happiness. So if this, because it's not just Chris Brown tickets, it's also Makhadzi tickets for the show that is happening next weekend, mm-hmm. Out in Polokwane. So if this is how he chooses to show his support for artists by dipping into his own pocket, let's be specific, mm-hmm. by dipping into his own pocket to support the artist, then I think it's a great gesture from the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture. Because at the end of the day, if you want people to support a particular industry, we have to see you leading from the front. So if it is indeed from his own pocket, then I shame.
Okay. Bundo?
Yeah, it was a nice gesture on his part. He's really a very eager minister, consistent. Yeah, and everybody's calling him the Minister of Happiness. I'm all for it. We love Gayton.
I welcome it, man. Look, firstly, we know Gayton is a business guy. He's got his own money. He hasn't even been taking a salary. I know that he donates a big part of it. And he is, after all, the minister.
You don't know that. That's what he said. You don't know.
So it's possible he has tafula. Okay, that's what he says. However, he is, because we complain a lot and say, oh, the minister only focuses on sports, you know, and not the arts and not the culture. And now he's doing something for the culture. And let's be honest, it is some, hopefully, a local company that's doing this thing and is supporting local business. And like you said, he says it is a minister of good times. So I don't think it ceases. He ceases to be rich and can afford these tickets now that he's a minister. He's also a South African who's doing something great for other people.
I expected you to bring this up, Mpundo. Mm-hmm. The issue of procedure. Does procedure not worry you? So, for example, if somebody's a minister, right, and they're doing something as part of government, do you know how you get to do business with government?
Yes, it's through processes, and obviously there would be, if it's a tender, you'd go through the supply chain and everything is there. It's stipulated how you actually get awarded the tender. So it would all be transparent. Are you speaking on just the amount that was advanced now for the players?
So it's not so much about the amount that was advanced. I'm talking about the tickets, exactly,
oh,
right?
Chris Brown.
You are promoting a business. Somebody's business.
Are you promoting a business or are you looking at the fact that you've got two hot acts that are in the country at this particular moment? It is the festive season and you're deciding, listen, let me just be nice to the people, but also at the same time, making...
But somebody's getting to benefit from that.
No, but nevertheless, if it's money from his pocket, he can still do that. It's not conflation of...
The issue is not the money. The issue is the promotion.
State.
But
as
he didn't
minister,
say he's promoting
Chris Brown.
Yeah, he's not promoting.
Is he not?
No.
Come on, guys, are you being serious
to...
right now? Would you even be discussing Chris Brown if he hadn't done that?
Oh, all right, wait. Hey, now we.
But also, okay, but wait. If he had said, listen, the suit is out at the Market Theatre and I am giving away tickets for this, would we really be having this conversation or are we only having it because it is a Chris Brown?
I would have been having the conversation either way.
That's what I want to
know. Me, I don't care whether it's Chris Brown or Makhadzi. I don't care about
it. Because
where
do we draw the line
and
between...
It's his role.
The line is very simple. The line is just that procedure.
But
listen, okay, let me make it very clear to you. You remember when I still owned Capello Bars?
Yes.
If the president would have tweeted and said, hey guys, I'm going to go get a meal at Capello Bars. The president. Just to make it very clear to you guys. Then how would you have felt?
He's going to eat at Capello Bars.
No, you would not. That is nonsense in itself, guys.
No, but it happens all the time. Honestly, the only thing is that those in business would envy that he preferred to go to your business. But at any point, if you come across the president and say, President, I own a Kota place. Can you just come and say, hi, Mfundo, love your Kotas, or eat one of them? There would be nothing wrong. You seize the moment. And right now, he clearly likes Chris Brown. He has tickets, and he knows that young people like Chris Brown. So he's just offering the tickets. I honestly see nothing wrong, Cesar.
And he's not saying the department is buying tickets for you guys. He's saying, I, Gates and McKenzie,
yeah,
I'm getting tickets for you guys with my own money. And lucky people will benefit.
Even if it wasn't with his own money and it was complimentary tickets that he got, which he could have just given to his friends and kept it moving, but you are choosing to give it to the people and those who might want to go to the concert but cannot afford. Me, I still say it's a good gesture. Wena, you are making it homu ya mushate.
No, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to highlight all the different aspects of it.
Yeah. You're here for chaos.
There's a reason, there's a reason my procedure exists, right? And whether or not you like the person or you even agree with the gesture, there are certain ways to go about it.
It's his portfolio, Cesar.
Give us a shout and let us know. Do you agree with the other three in the studio? Or do you agree with me? 086-000-959.
I understand where Cesar is coming from. It is a good gesture, but however, with the person that he is and with the position that he's holding, it seems like he's making a PR stunt for the other company.
100%. And the reason our procedure exists is because in a free and democratic world, we should all have equal access to government. It shouldn't just be that because Mina, I know the president personally, I get to benefit unduly. We are all citizens.
Kilebo here. I honestly don't see anything wrong with Gating giving out the tickets there.
Okay, that's fine.
On the streets of the hey, bagiti maru sizwe ne drama yazi usizwe uthandi drama ngathi beetroot nje yazi uvela kuthele nje ungazi ukuthi manje sekwenze njani chatla hayi bagiti hayi bo sizwe ne drama awuyeki drama bo ukithini ufuna abantu bayobona u Chris Brown no Makhadzi. Thank you very much. Awu sizwe bagiti
fine kodwa ngi wrong na ngiyanibuza ngi wrong na
mina shem guys ngihlale ngihamba no sizwe. Inkani yakhe yangichaza. I always side with him, Shem. Angifuni ukungasho. But today, angeke Msizwana. Angeke, angeke. Please leave the minister alone. Yeke uminister ayenza abantu babe happy. It's December. Ufuna ukwenza abantu babe happy. Please, minister akenzanga lutho e wrong. Thank you, Mr. Minister Happiness. Aibo.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Cesar World. I disagree with you because you are making something out of nothing. Really, Gaten giving away the tickets, it's fine, man. There's really nothing wrong out of this. Like, you're clutching at straws here. So I disagree with you, and I agree with the other three in the studio. Let them be. Minister of Nice Time, let the people have fun.
I'm telling you, one day we'll have a discussion about people benefiting unduly from government ties. And I'll come back to this. I've got the recording. I'll remind you.
But here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, even including ourselves, if you're going to push something, it's because you're benefiting in some way, shape, or form. Either you are advancing a friend's business, or you are getting paid, or no one does anything for free, ever.
But in governments, it shouldn't be like that. In governments, it should be based on merit.
But this is on merit based on the fact that this is your portfolio. It's not like he is pushing.
What's a merit? Explain to me.
The merit.
There's literally, there's another show happening this weekend. Why is everyone not getting pushed? What gives this one preference over the others?
Okay, but he is also promoted in the Makhadzi one. Is it the one, the same business that's benefiting?
There's plenty other shows. Now my question is, if I'm a promoter and I sit there and I go, why does your show get promoted over my show?
Why did you not contact the minister and ask him to push your show?
Yes.
Because I don't have that personal relationship with him.
Why don't you have that kind of relationship?
But this is exactly the point. This is exactly the point.
You can reach out to social media.
Yes.
Actually.
Well,
he's a very accessible guy, guys.
That's not
my time. Cesar, what do you know that we don't know?
I'm going to follow him, Cesar. I'm going to follow him. because lezi nto lezi cala kanje cala kuyi good gesture nenini uzo abadaba minister bamnikile bamnikile into yakhe ukuthi ayenze le nto bhadele or minister sele yabhadala ukuthi ayenze lezi nto lezi so ya kunezinto kunendlela ezenziwa ngayo lezi.
Yeah, and get me right, by the way, I don't believe he's been paid for this, right? I think he's doing it out of the kindness of his heart. But procedure is there for a reason. Because once you start flouting procedure for the small things, I can't now hold you accountable if you flout procedure for the big things.
How is this the world? Okay, I hear this thing, Minister who bought tickets, and surely those tickets are very expensive. If he really wanted to make someone or people happy, why couldn't he buy the food parcels I'd say to the local place module and thing here for those who need them? I sugar.
Well, so here's the thing there, right? We also can't tell a person how to spread joy.
Or spend their own money.
That's his own choice. All I'm saying is, somebody now, it's a very simple question. Should the government be independent of business? Or should government employees, specifically people in cabinet, be independent of business? If the answer is yes, then this does not show independence. Very simple.
I see you. I mean, I prefer a Nunca 18 than Lake Keeper Laza Basaleba Paban to Lazy Green, Nazi Yellow, Nazi Red, Nazi Blue. I'm on a Matsigi. It's at least I want by distress, a la fire. Yabo, December, I have a fun. I'm a bang available, bang about affording a Matsigi. Mariki Pabazo Toll, anyway, Yabo, Mariah. I mean, I prefer a Matsigi over Ekip as Blue, Nazi Yellow, Nazi Red, Nazi Green. I prefer a amathikithi umuntu ahamba eku concert ayobukela atistress abuya acabange kabusha acala unyaka kahle.
Okay, well, I hear you.
I don't see anything wrong with the minister being merry during this festive season. You know, during this time we've been through a lot. If Messi was coming to South Africa to play a game and the Minister of Sports, Gating, was buying 10 tickets or giving away tickets for some young players to see Messi, I mean, that wouldn't be an issue. He's encouraging a dream. Maybe there's one child out there who wants to see Chris Brown. You know, it's a memory for a lifetime because such things come once. You know, in a lifetime. So let us be happy, guys. Guys, let's have a good show and enjoy the last show. Happy!
Happy!
Oh, Saul Mfundo, Sizwe's got a spiritual eye. Ubona izinto ezeza. Nina nipegele la ituzana, nipegele langa le. So whatever Sizwe is saying, I'm telling you, 3 months down the line, he'll be saying, guys, remember I told you such. Then in Zambambi Sand.
Thank you. And on Sizwe World, Sikuluma Zenzeg, eh?
So he's saying something's going to come to life.
Sikuluma Zenzeg. No, not about this.
Oh.
But the point I'm making, yes, will definitely come back and haunt us. 100%, without a doubt. I guarantee you.
Ah, then it's tickets for the minister.
Since I will end up getting in Lena Maneo getting Batandukbua, why am I telling a Matigiti Abandabala is South Africa? A supporter of Abandabala is South Africa. Your supporter Jumundu Vele on Emaliake, whose home letter is South Africa. I'm a telling Anna Matigitos Kumba, as niggers Wawine or as niggers a Matigiti, a Casabandabala is South Africa. Eo getting Batandukbua, Manei. Uvumelana nawe la Sizwe kunoku kunomkhonyonyo obukhona la uadvertisela lo mfana lo uasha lo muntu.
Well, in all fairness, he's advertising Makazi show as well.
Yeah, he bought Makazi tickets too.
She's South African.
Nah, minister, maybe it's a damage control because he was busy abahambe. And when he's inside, nobody's humming. I'm not pushing any commotion. But I think it's a PR kind of stunt. And yeah, I can say what it's a good thing though, because he's a minister of sports, arts, and whatever. Yeah. Oh, well, it is what it is. Politicians are politicians. Stomza, go Alex.
Sizwe, here's a different way of phrasing it. You and the team there, let's say you have any businesses. We're talking about procedures. Are any of you allowed to mention it during your time in a show without any of you getting into trouble? If the answer is no, that means same with the gating. There's some form of procedures that needs to be followed in terms of him being engaging with promoting other businesses or him getting involved with other businesses.
100%. And the term for that is called undue prominence. You cannot enjoy undue prominence without following procedure. Very, very simple.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.